Welcome to the Smarketing Smarts Podcast, where the sun is always sunny, the breeze is always breezy, and of course you have a large sweet tea sitting right next to you. Get ready to learn about social media marketing, content marketing, and of course, inbound marketing with me, the guy who likes to whistle and snap his fingers all day long, George B. Thomas.
Hello, everybody out on the interwebs once again, coming to you from North Carolina. This is George Thomas with another episode of Smarketing Smarts. It has been a little while since I've been on the microphone, but that is because life has been good. And I hope that this podcast finds your life being good as well. How many times do we go through life and we get into these kind of circles that we just continue to go through, where we wake up in the morning, we get the same cup of coffee, we go to the same car, we drive to the same work, and we just follow these cycles. And you know, online, we find ourselves doing a lot of the same things, where we go to the same social platforms, we go to the same websites to get our information, and we never really just shake it up and find something new. We get in these ruts or cycles, if you will. And today I want to talk a little bit about that. I want to look at some things that we do online, some things that we might want to do to switch some things up. First of all, do you ever pay attention to the digital footprint that you have created online or are creating online? Now, I bring this up because earlier this week, I did something that is almost unheard of. And about a month ago, I did another thing that is even more probably unheard of. So let's talk about that. First of all, about a month ago, I went through my Twitter profile and I had a bunch of people that I had followed and I didn't even know why I was still following them. And so I had to kind of clean house a little bit. I unfollowed a ton of people. I had some people engage with me and ask why, but I had many that didn't. I don't know if they had gotten into certain cycles and didn't even realize that I had quit following them or what, but I didn't see a large drop in my following, but I did see a large difference in my timeline or feed of the information that was coming in. And so do we just keep following more people? Do we keep just listening to the noise, or do we break this cycle on Twitter and just go down to the people that we really want to hear from, paying attention to things that we really want to pay attention to? I don't know. I can't answer that for you, but I could answer it for me and say, hey, I need to break the cycle, break the noise, and really kind of start to pinpoint and focus who and what I'm listening to. And there are reasons for that, right? In our life, we get busy. We don't have as much time to pay attention to everything. So we have to start to pay attention to the important things. That was one of the things that I actually did, and you may want to do as well, is look at your Twitter profile and see how that is going and what the regular cycles have brought you to. The other thing I did is that I'm almost embarrassed to say this, I have had a second Facebook account that has been around for quite a while. I had stopped using it. I think it might have been the first Facebook account I had, and then I quit, and so I started a new one, probably because I couldn't remember the password, but anyway, but I had this second Facebook account that I had started to use and I had used for quite a long time. And for probably, I would say, a good year, I would continue to get requests on this secondary Facebook account, and people would ask, why am I not responding to them? And I would be like, you got the wrong George. Although they really had the right George, just the wrong George or the right George on the wrong or right account. But anyway, that's gets really confusing. But finally, I went through Facebook, you know, I downloaded the old content, I uploaded new photos onto my regular or new, semi-new, since it's been open for like 4 years. But anyway, uploaded these photos onto my Facebook, started tagging all these folks, got a ton of engagement. And really what's interesting is I thought that I would get less engagement because I was actually deactivating an account, but I actually got a complete surge in the engagement and communication that I had not had with many of these people for a long time. And what's great is I also was cleaning up my digital footprint, right? I deactivated that account. I won't have any more confusion of people wondering which account they should connect with me on. And so how many of these areas do you have? You know, do you have 2 Google Plus accounts? Do you have 2 LinkedIn accounts? Do you have, you know, 3 different websites if you're a company or a person? How much of a digital footprint have you created? Do you have old Instagram accounts that are just laying around? And really the thing is, how do these affect you, or how do they not affect you? So one of the things that I have really been focused on lately is being able to maintain a personal brand. And really, that's why I brought up these 2 scenarios at the beginning of the podcast, is that cleaning up my Twitter and being able to focus helps my personal brand. Not having multiple accounts and making it easier for other folks to find the real George Thomas. Will you please stand up? Please stand. Okay, I won't do that, but I digress. But helping people find the real George Thomas, making it easier for them to find and engage, helps my personal brand. Just like focusing on one website and making it the best that it can be. You know, taking a website and giving pieces and parts of it where people can engage with you in the way that they want. So for instance, on my site, having, you know, podcasts that you can listen to right on the website, or the dates that I'm going to be at events, because for me, it's important to not only meet people and engage people online, but to meet and engage people offline as well. So for instance, I'll be at Inbound 2014. I want to engage with as many people as possible at that event. Why? A, I like people. B, I'm trying to grow and maintain and build, and whatever word you want to throw in there, to my personal brand. That's just what I'm focused on right now. And so, you know, let's kind of rehash a little bit before we move on. One, to build or maintain or to change your personal brand, you're going to have to break certain cycles that you're stuck in, right? Get out of the ruts, do new things, engage with new people, find new information, learn new things, build new stuff, right? So that's one. 2, you're going to need to focus. You need to be pinpoint focused on what you're listening to, who you're listening to, who you're engaging, what you're doing with your time. So managing your time, being productive, engaging, right? Let's talk about 3 other things that you can do with your personal brand that are kind of these, I would say, more principle-based, outside of just, you know, social media, content marketing, inbound marketing, outside of, you know, online or digital. This is more, no matter who you are, where you're at, these are things that you could focus on. So let's talk about those and how kind of being a human, being a person, and creating this personal brand. The first thing is being consistent. You know, I know a lot of people that are just up one day and down the next, and they have a ton of hills and valleys in their life, and it's because they're focused on the next big win or the latest loss, whichever way you want to look at it, depending on who you are. And at some point, you know, you can be that way or you can not be that way. And so being consistent, you know, and what is great is if you can be consistently good. And when I say good, I mean happy, you know, smiley, enjoyable to be around. If you can create this persona, this person of being a consistent light or life force that people want to be with, want to listen to, want to engage, then that is a very powerful thing. So being consistent through life is very important. The other thing is being authentic. So what do I mean by being authentic? I again, know quite a few people, and I know some people that they will portray themselves to be one way online, but offline, they're completely different. And there's some companies that do that as well. So online, they show themselves to be one way, but if you look at their books, if you look at the way they treat their employees, it's a totally different scenario, right? So you should match up online, offline, in front of people, when you're by yourself, being authentic, the same across the board. So consistency and authenticity are very important. The other piece that I find to be extremely huge is to be transparent. And they kind of go hand in hand with what I've said before, but being transparent, not wearing a mask, not hiding, faults, not keeping in maybe some gifts that you feel like you don't want to use, but just being able to say, hey, this is who I am. This is what I can do. This is how I can impact you, your company, your life, whatever way or direction that we're talking for you, your company, or your brand. Just being you is highly important. So consistency, authenticity, transparency, breaking the cycles, managing your time, and just focusing on cleaning up the digital footprint as well as probably your life footprint are very important pieces to focus in on and pay attention to for your personal brand. So what I'd like to do is kind of say to you guys, first of all, and I've said it before on the podcast, I would love for you guys to hit me up on Twitter. It's twitter.com/GeorgeBThomas. I would love to know what you guys do circled around your personal brand. I'd also love to know if you have any questions about building or maintaining or creating a brand new personal brand and how to do that. I'd love to know if you have any questions. But even more, I would love to ask you to engage with me on Facebook as well. And, you know, I've listened to Cliff Ravenscraft and a couple other people talk about, should it be a page, a Facebook page, or should it be a profile? Should it be very business side, or should it be just who we are? And so I'm going to take a jump. I have a page, and I found myself not using it. And I have a profile that I find myself using a ton because I love engaging with people. I like seeing what's going on with people's lives. I like liking what they're doing and being able to comment into that. And so for the first time on the podcast, I'm going to say, if you want to connect with me on Facebook, obviously that's facebook.com/George.8039. I would love to get a friend request and just start to be able to engage with you in those manners. So Facebook and Twitter, those are going to be my two focuses. Although I'll probably be focusing on LinkedIn as well. But Facebook and Twitter is where I'm heading now and trying to really engage with the community that we're starting to build. The other thing, and I mentioned it before, if you're going to Inbound 14, I know it's a ways away, but I want you to hit me up on Twitter or Facebook or shoot me an email because I definitely would like to do coffee, a drink, a lunch, a dinner, sit beside you while we're listening to Martha Stewart or whatever other keynote we decide to listen to. Maybe even find out what breakout sessions you're going to. Maybe you're putting on a breakout session. Hit me up. I'd love to come listen to what you're going to be teaching about. But I am trying to make Inbound 14 this year one of just the greatest experiences for me And anybody who I can engage with during that process. I mean, hey, I got to be honest with you. Life is good. Working for the sales lion, having a ton of folks that I'm able to engage with. And I just want to keep it rolling. Keep more people coming in because I'm having an awesome time. So, again, focus on your personal brand. Hit me up with any questions. And we are probably wrapping into close to about maybe 15, 20 minutes. So if you're on your way to work, have a great day. If you're on your way home, have a great evening. But remember, be you and be the best you that you can be.